told the municipalities, no, you can't have a handgun ban. We told the RCMP, no, you cannot participate in the confiscation scheme. We've told our sheriffs that. We have told municipal forces, if you want to participate in the confiscation scheme, you have to come and get a permit from the justice minister, and I have it on good authority. He will not say yes. The proper use of the criminal code power is the way the feds will regulate around, for instance, vehicular homicide. Like, there are ways that you can use your car that kill people, and they look at that as a criminal penalty, and they charge you. But you know what they don't do? They don't come in and say, red cars have a disproportionate number of accidents, therefore we're going to ban red cars and confiscate them, right? They're able to see that there is one use of that particular piece of property that is criminal, and they let us regulate who gets a driver's license and who registers a car. So I'm just going to take that analogy a little bit further. They can regulate the criminal use of firearms, and we will then regulate the legal use of firearms so you can continue to own them, collect them, use them for sport shooting, use them for hunting, and use them for other purposes. So we're working right now on what a legislative framework for an Alberta firearms license would look like, and we're going to fight it out. Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe said that any of the mail delivery services were not allowed to convey these firearms. We're going to have to change our legislation to make sure that that's not a loophole that they can use as well. In short, you'll see that us and Saskatchewan are going to do whatever we can to make sure that we're defending firearms owners' rights, and we just have a different approach we want to take in Alberta, and I think that that is what the Constitution allows, and we'll see what the courts say about it.